This is not the podcast you're looking for. Move along.
All right, hold your fucking horses, space cowboy. This is definitely the fucking podcast you want to be listening to.
That was very aggressive.
Welcome back to the Half-Pay Sheet Podcast. We're here for week 9. Mike and Frank.
Frank and Mike.
We're here.
We are here. Surviving the horrid outbreak of corona.
Yeah. We're currently in quarantine.
Well, it's a lockdown.
Surviving. Quarantine. We're...
You ever play The Division 2? That's basically what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Exactly. Spot on.
Nothing but fucking gas masks and people shooting each other everywhere.
Yeah, we're basically...
Just another normal day in Chicago.
We're reverting to eat. We're saving our bread. We're rationing everything out. We barely have any food left. We're planting our tomato seeds. We're getting ready for the apocalypse.
But the soil is too radioactive.
Yes, that is true. And Mayor Lightfoot, is that her name, Mayor Lightfoot?
Who the fuck are you talking about?
Did you see the press conference when they put us under lockdown?
Oh, is it Lightfoot?
Lightfoot, I think. Governor if Pritzker, it's wrong, who gives a fuck? Yeah, Governor Pritzker was talking, and Mayor Lightfoot was in the back, and dude, she looked here. I have the photo in my gallery. Let me show you.
You have it in your gallery?
Yes, she just looked
for
like
that very moment.
That's her next to a bunch of NBA players from the 90s. Look at her pants. Get that woman a tailored...
Oh my god,
Mayor of Chicago.
I am 100% not joking. I totally did not know that was a woman.
It's like
and I feel horrible, but holy shit.
So they were live streaming it. I think it was on YouTube or something or whatever. And the comments were us roasting the fuck out of Pritzker and Lightfoot.
Did you hear somebody called it the China flu or the Chinese flu? I was like, I can't believe they officially called it the China flu. Trump
is trying to call it, or this is like a clickbait fake thing, Kung Fu virus or something
That's definitely fake. Yeah. But I have... Maybe it's not fake. Who knows? Realistically, who knows what the president says? He says some weird things sometimes.
Yeah, like...
I legitimately saw somebody in the... I think it was a Trump press conference. They literally said the Chinese flu. I was like, oh.
Well then. I remember when he first got elected and I saw all his tweets and I'm like, these are fucking... You know how people fake the tweets all the time?
Yeah, the fake tweets.
I naturally assumed that they were all fake tweets.
You mean news coffee? Taking it back a few years?
I remember talking about it in school, and they were like, yeah, I feel bad for, like, the presidential archiver or whatever that position is called that has to, like, print out and archive all his tweets. Even the ones he deletes, like, they're all just archived as presidential shit. Yeah.
That is awful. But poor person that's probably just, like, facepalming every 5 seconds. Their job.
They've probably gone through, like, 30 of them because the last 29 have committed suicide.
Wait, really?
I'm joking.
Oh, Jesus. I was going to say, wait, what? This is news to me.
Well, I hope everyone is at home nice, warm, and comfortable eating rationing their food properly because the apocalypse is upon us. But I hope you guys are safe and not infected. If you are, make sure to subscribe. That's the only thing that will cure you.
Jesus.
If you ring the bell, it increases your chances of survival.
By at least tenfold.
Tenfold for sure. But
if you're sick, please stay home. Please. Yes. Don't go out anywhere. Don't infect anybody. Please,
so
dear God.
I saw a great meme, and it was people, normal people with the flu, and it showed Pikachu when he fought when he fought Raichu in the Indigo League cartoon where he's like injured.
I remember that. Yeah,
and it's like the normal people when they get the flu. Then it showed people when they get the coronavirus. I will travel across
the land. Saw that. That's great.
Dude, some guy.
That is so true. Sorry, continue.
This guy's probably like a number one fan that's going to block us or something. But. He flew from Italy to Chicago and then took a train down to, like, Missouri. It's like, I don't know, man. If I went to Italy, I would just, like, quarantine myself somewhere. I don't want to
at least for, like, 2 weeks.
Not going to lie, I'm a dick, and if I got it, I'm spreading it like a wildfire.
I want to stay home from work as long as possible.
I'm going to Target to all the toilet paper and just pissing on all of
it. Oh, God.
Something.
Man, one man single-handedly destroys toilet paper business.
See, folks, if you're having a problem with toilet paper, there's a $30 solution online. Hit up Amazon. You can get a thing called a bidet.
Oh, my God. You're talking about that?
Yeah. A bidet basically washes your asshole out. Because think about this. We're basically cavemen still wiping, smearing shit in our... That's a great thing. Smearing shit in our ass with paper. What are we, fucking cavemen? The bidet washes your ass with water and everything, and you can still wipe
You've seen Deadpool 2, correct?
Yeah, I've
Do you
seen
remember
it.
That part?
No, I referenced it earlier.
So when Cable comes back from the future. And or comes back, but comes like to the present day from the future. It literally is just two like somewhat rednecky, like gruff looking men, but talking. He's like, think about it. Babies don't want to wipe their ass and have shit all over it. They use baby wipes. They're soft, they're moist. And he
starts, like, true though, at least we should be using wipes.
Yeah, that's true.
There is the perfect thing you could do, as I was trying to look up a bidet earlier this week, and being the logical man and intelligent man that I am, I looked. Indeed. I didn't know the name of the bidet, so I naturally looked up butt spraying water thing on Amazon, and the first thing that popped up was a 3,000 PSI water pressure washer, excuse me.
I remember you telling me
about that. A pressure washer, and I instantly added it to my car and hooked it up to my toilet, and tell me, I've had a great, great shits
the last few times. He's missing half of his butt cheek at this point. The water has washed it away.
Let me tell you, I'm pleased for sure.
Oh.
But besides that, I'm living, having a decent week.
Oh.
How was your week, Michael? Weeks.
Yeah. Well, besides, wait, what the hell did I even talk about coronavirus? Point is, coronavirus shit has been affecting me.
How has it affected Best Buy? Not that much,
actually, to be honest. So Best Buy, they're considered an essential business, so they're staying open. They're like, hey, you know what? Everybody needs their computers, which, don't get me wrong, I understand. But it doesn't make sense that literally starting tomorrow, they're closing the inside of the store and we're no longer taking repairs. So it's like, how, like what's going, what, why am I here? Like, what am I going to do in store if I can't literally take anything for repairs besides giving people their stuff back, which I understand that. But literally anybody could just be
like, you're probably going to be like standing around there, be like, why the fuck aren't you doing anything? You see that mop? Go mop the ceiling. Yeah. Some bullshit.
I need
like
you
that.
To count every grain, dude, of this carpet.
Right, when I worked now at Menards, they would make me like rearrange the fucking like salt for the snow, and those bags are like 50 pounds each. So I would just, why, be like rearranging them. They're like, you need to work.
We need these to look like a deck of cards.
It's because they're so cheap that they're trying to get every penny worth. Every penny's worth out of my
my work. Well, that's what I feel like they're probably going to do. But like, even people aren't coming in, and they already have somebody who cleans anyway. So it's like, what? Literally, what am I doing? I mean, I guess I'll figure out tomorrow. But yeah, it's pretty dumb. Besides that, my week, because of somebody, I was trying to play a game like normal.
All right. Let me set the scene. Michael's playing a game. I'm coming down after a long day trying to put some fucking YouTube on while I stretch. I usually link my phone to my Xbox, and we both have Xboxes. They're both titled Xbox. I can show you as proof.
Don't fucking lie to me.
I'll show you. And mine is always the top one. So I naturally hit the top one. And why isn't it working? I keep just like trying to make it work. I'm like, what the fuck? I realize it's probably on Michael's. And I'm like, I hope he wasn't playing anything. I click on the other one, it starts working. And then he texts me and the news dropped.
I literally spent 4 to 5 hours playing Yakuza. I don't know if you ever heard of the game. It's a pretty good game. But fuck, man. 4 to 5 hours just fucking playing the game. Didn't even get to save. And it fucking switches YouTube. I'm like, all right, that's fine. You know, Xbox usually keeps the game on in the background.
That's ridiculous that what happened, though. It's pretty
stupid. And then I open it up again, and it's like, oh, we're restarting the game. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. When's the last time I saved? I didn't save.
That's
so
your problem.
I went back 4 to 5 fucking hours and stayed up till 3 a.m. getting back to where I was.
Hey, at least you stayed up and did it.
It's only because the game's so good I wanted to continue
it. Now you're better at the game.
No, I'm not. I did this. All I did was fuck around in mini games and try to get these achievements.
Well, what is this game you're speaking
of? I said Yakuza, motherfucker.
Oh, I'm sorry. I sincerely apologize.
It's okay. It's actually a pretty good game. It's not definitely not for everybody. It's definitely like a super Japanese game, not going to lie. But it's on Game Pass. Kind of. Not really. It's literally about like Yakuza men, and it looks mostly like
which
real
is
life.
Like the Japanese mob.
Yeah,
correct?
Yeah, the Japanese mafia. But there's like some wacky ass shit you can do that's totally just like Japanese shit. But I mean, it was free on Game Pass, so I started playing. I'm like, oh, that's pretty interesting. So I'll continue it. But yeah, besides that, that was the highlight of my week, is losing 4 to 5 hours of my life.
Fuck.
And having to redo it all.
I'm sure you were just hoping that your work would shut down the whole week.
I was really hoping my... They're like, oh, we're going to be shutting down. And I was like, dude, the amount of times I heard, oh, government shutdown or nationwide shutdown tomorrow throughout this whole week is astounding. I heard that at least 5 to 6 times from completely different people, each saying a different date, different day, everything. And I'm like, this is completely either wrong or it's definitely going to happen because so many people are telling me this.
It was like the boy who cried wolf almost. Literally, until we started to see like the National Guard of Humvees being fucking deployed to the city.
And then I was like, maybe there is some merit to this one.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, oh, we're going to be closed down tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, okay. And then I fucking see the Snapchat. I'm like, maybe we are.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, besides that, and then Best Buy just being like, oh, we're actually essential. I was like, well, fuck. Because I'm going to work over 40 hours next week, and it's going to be awful. How was your week?
It's okay.
It's not okay.
You're going to be
fine. I'm not going to be fine. Fuck.
Oh, fuck. Well, my week started off normal, and I came into work, and my boss was super paranoid about the coronavirus, so immediately started off like an abnormal week, and my coworker had actually gone back, I talked about this in a previous episode, to this place called Cinema Space. He had gone there again.
He went back again?
Well, he went there, and then he came back, and after a little while, he's like, not trying to scare you guys, but I have a dry cough, and my throat kind of hurts.
So, I'm like, well, that's kind of scary,
and my boss literally went, go home. Well, I wasn't there. He told him this. He's just like, leave. See ya. And then he just left.
Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. I left early that day. I mean, I really didn't do much because it's kind of hard to work while you're just thinking about a virus killing everyone.
That's true.
Yeah, and then Tuesday, I just had to go in for a few hours and do a job and then went home. Then Wednesday, I was off. And then Thursday, I went in. It was a normal day. And then Friday, I'm working. And then Mayor Lightfoot and Pritzker come on, like, we're shutting the fucking city and state down or whatever. Or it's not really a shutdown, it's like a stay-at-home advisor or something. Yeah, it's like,
please, everybody say the fuck home advisory.
Which, let me just say this. There's so many people like, I fucking hate this. Why are we doing this? It's like, I'm thriving right now. I'm so happy to be off work.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say earlier, is that literally my home life has not changed. I've been staying home, playing games, watching things. Dude, if anything, my work life has changed more than...
It's so great. I'm able to study more, work out more, just do fucking everything. Like, I even played Injustice.
The worst part is that I'm actually working the same amount.
Which is awful.
That is awful, but I'm getting paid more for it, so that's kind of cool.
Okay, yeah, that's worth it. Save that money. But Friday,
I'm buying a MacBook for the podcast.
Ooh.
Look out for the picture later on Instagram. It's happening. It is happening. Please, if it doesn't...
Save your money, fucking asshole.
If it doesn't happen, you can message us and tell me to get one.
And I'm not going to let him get one.
Fuck.
But Friday, I came in and no one was there. It was just me, and I was just there alone, and... Excuse me. I was there alone all day, and then my bosses comes in like maybe an hour.
Was that a dry throat? Was that a small cough I heard? You better get the fuck out of here. I ain't trying to catch that shit.
A funny thing, and I know you're going to hate me for saying this, but on Logan Paul's podcast...
all right, podcast shut down. Get the fuck out of here.
His podcast is great.
I actually haven't listened. I can't say anything because I haven't listened to
it. It's great. So. And they, like, someone coughs on it, they pull out these radios and like, Roger, we gotta compromise. I don't really know what they're saying, like, on stage 4. We need to come handle this.
Fucking Monsters, Inc. 2319.
Yeah, fuck.
Did you know what 2319 means?
No.
It means white sock. It's literally 23 is W, 19 is S.
Well, see, they're in 2040 and we're still here.
Yeah, we're still here, yeah, obviously. Obviously, back in whatever the fuck Monsters, Inc. came out, they were over fucking 2060 over here. 2077 Spider-Man reference. Is it?
Wait, hold on. What?
No, that's the future Spider-Man guy. Spider-Man 2077.
Oh! Yes, that is not a movie. That's a comic book.
Voiced by Poe Dameron, by the way. In Spider-Verse, at the end of it.
He was in the end of Spider-Verse?
Did you not watch the after credit?
No.
When they do the old meme with the animated Spider-Mans pointing at each
other? Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, that was Poe Dameron, who voiced the future guy.
I can't picture it.
So we'll watch it again with the absolute unit that is Kingpin.
I've seen. I see. I'll get back to my week in a second. But
I'm throwing you into tangents. I'm sorry.
If I'm saying the top two juggernaut villains of all time, you already know the two juggernaut villains. I'm not talking about Joker.
Juggernaut villains.
I'm not talking about Darth Vader. I'm not talking about the Joker. I'm not talking about Loki. I'm not talking about Thanos. Those guys are fucking mortals compared to these guys.
Kingpin, mortal.
Kingpin from Spider-Verse, thick boy Kingpin, is only bested to one man. One man. Mr. Electro. From Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Dude, and honestly, we rewrapped that.
At number three, Toymaker from Spy Kids 3 is definitely in there,
Sylvester
too.
Oh, Sylvester Stallone?
Dude.
Holy shit.
Okay, here, let me wrap my week up, and we're going to go right into that fucking all right, shit. All right,
good.
Friday, my boss came in while I was there all alone. He's like, yeah, we're shutting down. We shut down the branch, and then I came home, and now I'm off, so... Just chilling today, worked out.
Plenty of podcasting time.
I am starting a thing because I listened to this gymnast dude. I'm not going to go into detail about that, but he's like, most lifters have stiff bodies and have horrible range of motion. So I'm like trying to fix my range of motion. It's kind of interesting. Sure
that range is quite wide.
Well, because I saw a guy do a thing with his shoulders, like move them all the way back, and I can barely do like maybe a 40-degree angle of what he could do. No, you totally are not doing the right motion.
But... I don't know what he was doing.
Anyways, one of these nights, I forget what day, we dove into probably the two most best movies of all time in cinematic history, Spy Kids 3 and Sharkboy vs. Lava Girl.
Absolutely. Versus? Excuse me, it's Sharkboy and Lava Girl. Excuse me. Get your fucking lore right.
Those two movies are only bested by Batman versus Superman.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I honestly want to rewatch that movie.
And even possibly The Room, but I don't know if we're going to that level yet, you know?
Yeah, no. But, dude, that movie, those villains... Mr. Electric, dude.
George Lopez.
He's just like licking his head. He's like, bleh! And then you go to Spy Kids and go to the end of Spy Kids when they're fighting the Toymaker, calling all
Cortez first.
Calling all Cortezes.
And he's like, this is the single most important in my life. Sir, your children are calling you. Knock he down smashed. Everything.
Yeah, he's like, this is the single most important moment in my life.
No one move.
He's working on this tiny brain. No one move. Your children are calling you. He throws it on the ground, just rockets up. What did the cowboy say?
My favorite movie.
I hope you know what we're talking about. Yeah, I really hope. Was it on Netflix?
I think so. Hulu? I don't know. Fucking Spy
one
Kids.
One of those.
I hope if you haven't seen that, one of the
you're obviously
know what
too
it is.
Young for this podcast.
If you haven't, please just go watch it.
Keep watching us. We need the views. Please, we need the views. Spotify, please come back.
But the fucking, he's like, he like remembers back, everybody's your family. Call in everyone. And you have like all the villains from the old movies come in. You have this fucking cowboy guy. Did somebody ring the dinkster?
The grandpa just fucking rolls out of nowhere.
Excuse me? He jets out of nowhere on his fucking jetpack wheelchair.
And all of a sudden, he's like Hispanic or something. I guess they are Hispanic.
They are, but like, Cortez. They don't really look like it.
Juni Cortez. Juni Cortez walked so Iron Man could.
Could run?
Just could.
Oh, just so he could. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah,
I am Juni Cortez.
Dude, fuck. I was going to talk about this in my week. So
sorry.
This is kind of a monumental thing for me. And when I got it, it kind of sunk in. I got a little like, not emotional, but I was like, wow, I really did this. So as a kid, I probably mentioned this on the podcast. I collected New 52 Batman comics and I jumped into collecting them when Zero Year just started. So I was actually three arcs in already. And I had gotten 14, 15, and 14 was the earliest issue I had, and I didn't have any below there because I just couldn't find them in stores, and I was, like, younger.
Right.
So I've recently started ordering them online, and they're actually kind of hard to find unless you're doing eBay, which I don't want to trust eBay. I do Amazon, so if they're fucked, I just return them.
Yeah. Well, eBay does have a return policy thing if it's not you have to, like, read the description, like, really seriously. No, yeah, I got that, though.
So I found the issue that I've wanted for years, and I started collecting this back when I was in 7th grade, so that's about 7 years ago, right?
Damn, all
right. Right.
This is a 7-year mission?
Well, 7 years in the making, it's not done. This is my second book that I've gotten. Excuse me. This is the second book that I've gotten that are, like, adding to the collection. And this book, issue 13, I've wanted for so long because it's, like, the special for Death of the Family, where they have the Joker face over Batman. You can actually fold this out.
Oh.
And I have just wanted this comic for
it looks really cool.
7 years. 7 years. And I was a little kid, just like, I want that so bad. Now, here I am. You should
put that on the Instagram so people can see it, because that is fucking really cool.
it's great. It's a great story. Read all the New 52. Hit up Comic Historian and watch all his shit. Don't have to pay for it. Just listen to the amazing story. I think it's like an hour some long. Just watch it in pieces. It's a fantastic story. But I just sat there. I didn't even open it. I just looked at it. I'm like, I have this now.
You're like, this is real. This is in my hands.
It's not like emotional, but it's like,
it's one of the things where you're like, this is something I've wanted for so long.
Well, I feel obligated to my younger self to complete this collection.
That's true.
And I'm so close to doing it. I've spent quite a bit of money on it, but it's worth it.
I mean, I'm about to buy a MacBook, so it's okay.
No, you're not. No, he is not. All right, well, that concludes my week, good sir.
Very nice. I mean, my week was concluded already.
All right, so just we're about to dive in to something new. So we're going to...
Mr. Electric! No,
Mr. Electric! And then Kingpin just punches the shit out of him and stomps his head. No, he just hammer fists him to the ground. Like,
oh my God, like that's how he killed Spider-Man.
Are you fucking kidding me? But we're jumping into a new thing. We're not going to do this every week. We might do it multiple weeks in a row, but it's for sure not going to be every week. It honestly might be every week. Depends on how much we like this or how much you guys like this. We're doing a top five for like anything. So maybe like for say like top five Batman sidekicks, top five movies, top five Marvel movies, top five Marvel superheroes, top five superheroes, whatever. Whatever. Top five anything.
Right. Top five.
Yes. Basically. So the way it's going to work is... Me, Frank, is going to make my own top five. You, Michael, is going to make your own top five.
Indeed.
And then on the Instagram, we're going to have the audience's top five, where I will post like matchups. I'm going to make it kind of like a bracket. I'll rank them one through whatever, and then kind of list them the best one fights the worst one, and then you guys do it, and they proceed through the bracket, and you vote through a poll on Instagram until we get a clear top five, which kind of isn't the case with this one, which I'll explain later. But this week...
Y'all
you guys,
fucked up. No,
y'all all voted, which was really cool. Thank you for all the interaction.
Did it already close or no?
No, it's not going to close because it's a 24-hour thing. So
maybe,
I'm going to check
maybe
it. Yeah, it's possibly.
The scales have possibly tipped.
So what I think we should do is, we're doing top five strongest Jedis. So let me explain kind of this category. Just
while
because,
they were Jedis, correct?
Yeah. So let me explain. So, like, there are Jedis that you can include kind of like Ben Solo and Master Dooku, which we're not going to include just because we never really saw Dooku as a Jedi. We only kind of, I think we had a few flashbacks in Clone Wars and he was in a book. Yeah. There was a book kind of about his time in the Jedi.
Actually, I think that
we're not going to count that just because it's going to complicate it more. It's just kind of this top, it's a top five strongest Jedis of everything we've kind of seen in canon. So like, you could put Ben in here, but not really, because we really haven't seen Ben as a Jedi being more powerful than, like, let's say, fucking, even a, I don't know, like, Plo Koon or something.
Right,
like that.
Right, right.
Like, you could say at the end of Rise of Skywalker that he was, and I think he's really powerful at the end, but is he a Jedi at the end? Like,
the
it's
thing
just
is
like, whatever.
I will say the sequel, the issue that I'm having with trying to power rank is that there's not much to put it up against. You know, like...
Yeah.
There's not many people they fought in order to make me think like, okay, this is where they stand in the power ranking. Because all the older, like in the prequels, they had people that kind of carried over into the sequels, or the original trilogy, excuse me. They at least had Vader carry over, and obviously Luke fought Vader, stuff like that. So you saw some of the gauging.
Yeah.
But like in this one, literally nobody except for Palpatine, which obviously they didn't really fight him too much.
Mm-hmm. And he's a Sith.
And he's a Sith, yeah.
Well, the thing is, especially for this list, is... like, we're only ranking Anakin up until the Revenge of the Sith. So,
right, that's
like,
what I'm saying, while they were Jedi.
So if Anakin, like we were discussing earlier, we'll eventually do a top five, like, most powerful, like, raw potential, which Anakin would obviously be number one.
Yeah, I would
obviously,
say probably with no doubt.
Because it would basically be like if this Jedi had the best teacher like Yoda, and he trained fully to become a complete Jedi.
Right, for years.
And years and years, and became like a master, like super old, that he would be the strongest. It's basically like their midichlorian level. That's that top five. But this top five is at the moment in all our like in all the canon kind of. Because in canon we never really get to see Dooku, like I said, as I think Dooku is like matched with Mace Windu. So kind of wherever we rank Mace Windu, Dooku would kind of be either above or below him.
I think.
Because they're pretty even.
We need a little bit more.
He's almost equal to Yoda, but we can discuss that next week, because next week we're going to do another one, which we'll probably talk about later.
Indeed.
But, yeah, so basically, it's the people we added in on your bracket were, because I just added in a few extra people that obviously wouldn't make it, but maybe they would have, but it's Yoda, Anakin, Luke, Qui-Gon, Mace Windu, Obi-Wan, Rey, and Ahsoka.
Okay.
Right. So that's a pretty fair amount of people. Yeah, and then I kind of matched them up.
Why didn't you put, I think, is Kit Moonde? Is that his name?
Kit Moonde?
Yeah, I think about the droid attack on the Wookiees?
We're forgetting the great Tyrannosaurus Rex thing that attacked Dooku in Attack of the Clones.
Oh, God.
Fuck. Here, hold on. Let me check. Okay, so yeah, that issue still is there. But that's okay. I'll just talk about it.
We're talking about, you're forgetting about George Lucas's son in episode 3, who fight off the stormtroopers against Bail Organa.
Fuck. I'm being pissed that your dad sold it. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to talk about the fans. The audience. We don't really have fucking fans, but our audience.
We have fans. They love us.
My mom.
Wait till they get a load of me. My mom.
Fuck. Yeah, fuck. It's totally tied still.
Is it? Holy shit.
Anyways, we're going to go through the audiences first.
Okay.
And then we'll go to yours and mine.
Okay.
So the audience has, at number 5, which why I just said, fuck, it's tied, because the last matchup, which is up, they're up for 24 hours, because it's not like my Instagram story.
Right.
And it was between Mace and Qui-Gon, so they had each lost in their first match, and then they were basically going in like a loser's bracket. Whoever wins the loser's bracket gets 5th place.
Right.
So it's Mace and Qui-Gon, and they both got 50-50%, the half and half votes for them in the first matchup, so I'm like, fuck it. I posted my story, rematch, let's go until the podcast is going. And the podcast is going, and we're at 50-50 still with Qui-Gon and Mace. So I guess I'm going to have to say for number 5, it's Mace Windu and Qui-Gon Jinn tied.
Oh, shit. Okay.
For them, which, honestly, I think that Mace Windu is so much stronger than Qui-Gon.
True. Well, it's also going off of what we know, which, like, I'm going off, again, we're going off of the main canon, I'd say, and not the EU, but from what we know, I would say Mace is definitely stronger.
Well,
we don't have much Qui-Gon at all.
You could argue that Qui-Gon is a good matchup for Mace because he kind of uses the dark side or knows of it more so than any other Jedi.
Yeah.
But he's not as skilled of a duelist. Yeah. Like, Mace Windu would have not got killed by Darth Maul.
No, Mace Windu would have fucking
wrecked him, but he also wouldn't have made easy work.
I guess he would have made easy work of him,
but he definitely would have worked Maul.
Yeah.
Because Windu is an insane duelist.
True.
And an insane Force user, and he's the leader of the Council for a reason.
Yeah, I was going to say, he is a leader. Yeah, so that's true. And he did, okay, depending on what people say, he did beat Sidious, technically.
Yes, I believe that he beat Sidious.
Right, and then there's also people who, I don't know if it was officially, like, revealed that, like, it was, like, in canon that Sidious played with him or whatever.
Well, but I think if they're dueling one-on-one, like kind of how Yoda and Sidious did, I think if Mace was in that position, Mace would have beat him, because not only does Mace have a better understanding of the dark side, Mace is, I feel like his styles would match up better against Palpatine.
That's true.
And he would have been able to overpower him kind of like how he did in the scene, whether they were playing with each other or not.
Right.
As Mace is not overwhelmed by his Force lightning.
That's true.
He's able to counter it with his lightsaber and stuff as Yoda was catching it, which is really powerful, but I feel like he was using a lot of his energy on that.
That's true. Well, that's also because he's old. If he wasn't old,
that's what I'm saying. Also, Yoda would have Windu is more. He's younger and he's more.
Yeah, that's true.
Athletic, probably. So I think he would have made. I mean, Palpatine's old as shit. He's like twirling around.
I am the Senate.
It's treason. All right, let's jump into the fucking fans number 4, which this kind of surprised me. But I'm not surprised at the same time. Oh, let me say this. The last match, which was just for fun, was Ahsoka versus Rey, which wouldn't have meant anything because it's the last match. They were the losers.
Right.
And it's basically a fan favorite in Ahsoka versus a hated character of Rey, and know. Rey got fucking killed.
Wasn't it like literally like 100% to zero or something like that?
Here, I can check.
I thought it was like totally like 100% to zero.
It was 77 to 23%.
Oh, okay. Okay. Respectable.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Ray didn't get a lot of votes, no, but that was just funny. I found that comical. The fourth they have is Luke Skywalker.
I agree with that. Well,
I get it. I can see it. No, from Strongest Jedi. I can see that be just because if you're being like, oh, well, we only see him at the end of Return of the Jedi, and then we see him, he's old, not doing anything. I could see that, but I'll make my argument for why I would rank him higher. I personally would.
But yeah, I would definitely rank him higher.
I understand why they put him that way. And who beat Luke out was Obi-Wan Kenobi at number 3, which I respect as he's a fan favorite. I knew he was going to rank high.
Yeah,
for higher sure. than I yeah. think he deserves. And I'm sorry, don't lynch me for saying that, but I believe Obi-Wan is not that high, but he's number 3 for them.
Well, again, if we're going off of just canon, I can kind of see having... He's an absolute unit. That's what I'm saying. I could see him being higher than Luke, but I also personally haven't read like all the new comics I have with Luke, so I don't really know what his scope of power really is.
Yeah. So if we're thinking, if we replace Luke, maybe we take Luke in the Rise of Kylo Ren comics where he's teaching them, where he's like a master now. Mm-hmm. Take that one and put it in the Mustafar fight versus Obi-Wan, how would he do? And I think he would do pretty well.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but then this also kind of leads to the most, like, midichlorian top 5, the most raw potential.
Right,
Obi-Wan
right.
would be, like, on 0 because Obi-Wan worked for everything.
Yeah. He trained to be where he was at.
So, now we're going into number 2, correct?
Obi-Wan
was number 3.
Right.
So now we're going to number 2, and that's Anakin Skywalker. Very respectable choice. I knew he would rank high. I thought he was going to get number 1, to be honest, with people voting.
I thought he'd be higher. Or I thought he'd be lower than Obi-Wan. But again, I don't know if you specify that it was like only what we know.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go into why I think Obi-Wan is stronger than Anakin. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I
can but see it's still it.
He's
the
chosen
wrong.
One. He's very strong. Right. If he stayed a Jedi, I don't know. I think he might have been destined to be a gray Jedi.
True. Yeah,
something that's like true. That kind of
just from how young or how old he was technically taken in as a Jedi. Mm-hmm. I think he was kind of more destined to become
to
like
be something
gray.
Else.
Yeah, to be something else.
But
well, that's, I think that was supposed to be the chosen one. Supposedly, it was supposed to be kind of him balancing it. He was supposed to be more in the middle. True. He could still be more towards a Jedi, but still, that's more in the middle of a gray Jedi.
Yeah,
it's kind of like you're still good and kind-hearted, but you also kind of use both, right. so to speak.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yeah.
And then we got number 1, obviously Master Yoda, which is fine.
Yeah,
it's a safe bet because if we see more of Luke then or something like anyone, or Rey's next trilogy, Rey might be able to swoop into the top 5,
yeah,
which
knows.
I know people will hate, but I'm all for
it. I'm all for it. I think she has an interesting...
Ben Solo rises from the dead, becomes the greatest Jedi of all time,
that'd
please.
Be even better.
Marvel, Disney, whoever the fuck owns Star Wars, do it, please.
Adam Driver fucking carried those movies, and I need him to come back.
I love him.
What a wonderful being.
But yeah, so thank you everyone, for participating in that poll. We're going to do another one next week, so stay tuned. We're going to do top 5 strongest Sith, which there are only 5 main Sith.
I was going to say, there's really only 5, to be fair.
Yeah, so... Is this fair if I add in... I'm going to add in 3 more just to make it a little more fun. I'm going to add in the Grand Inquisitor.
They call me the Inquisitor.
Yeah, right. I feel like he's fair because he's kind of like Darth Vader is really only like main strongest Padawan,
yeah,
kind
true.
Of. And then Ventress and Savage Opress.
Okay.
So those are,
I think that's even. Yeah.
They're not going to make
it
in, but
Snoke. I'm just kidding. All we saw was him like,
oh, Valum!
They saw him throw around like 3 people and then he died.
Yeah, and like Force Lightning or something.
No, they didn't think Snoke used Force Lightning.
He used Force through like a hologram or some shit, right? In the Force Awakens. Snoke.
No, he didn't even use
Force. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking
about.
Or
did he? Did he choke?
He might have.
He might have choked. No, I don't even think he did.
Let's stop putting enough energy on Snoke.
I know, I'm sorry. But
yeah. Regardless, thank you for doing the poll. Yeah, he could have been so fucking cool. Thank you for doing the poll. And once again, the top 5 for the audience's top 5 strongest Jedis was Mace Windu and Qui-Gon tied at number 5. Luke Skywalker at number 4. Number 3, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Number 2, Anakin Skywalker, the Chosen One. And number 1, Grandmaster Yoda.
Yoda is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's a 900-year-old frog on ketamine.
All right, Mike, let's dive into your top five. Let's dissect this bitch.
After the break.
Oh, ad time.
Ad break.
Great time.
We're sorry.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So I got some breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
This just in. Now, not even seconds ago.
I just got the notification about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, my Uber Eats app.
Yeah. Uber Eats has a new no-contact delivery and $0 delivery fee. So go order all the Mickey D's you want while you're not exercising in quarantine and get fat as hell.
Yeah.
Let's boost that obesity percent up.
This is the time. This is the time.
Yeah. Anyways, let's go back to our top fives. Mike, you want to jump right into your top five strongest Jedis?
All right. I'm going to start off at number six. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah. I'm doing bigger. Go home. Number five.
I'm doing bigger. Bigger go home.
Number five, we got Mace.
Really?
Mace of the Windu.
Mace Windu's number five?
See, but I don't know if it's just my nostalgia glasses in the way. But realistically, what the
dude,
fuck did he do?
Mace Windu doesn't get enough respect, bro.
He doesn't. You're right.
Because people hate him because he's like, take a seat, young Skywalker.
He's like the fucking love him asshole. For that. Take a seat, young Sky. I actually like Mace Windu. I think he was the most logical one throughout all of episode three, realistically. He was just like, we need to kill him. Anakin's like, no!
He was my favorite Jedi for the longest time.
Yeah. I will say, fuck. Yeah, I'm keeping it at number five.
There are juggernauts to rank. It's hard.
But at the same time, my number four is Anakin. And I'm like...
Okay. See, now as I feel like Jedi, all, everyone listening is freaking out right now, but I'm completely fine with that.
As a Jedi... I think Mace actually might be stronger, so I think I might have to move Mace up one, but I'm not sure. So I'm keeping it. No, I'm keeping it high. Mace at five, Anakin at four.
Obviously he's strong. So but you're telling me that at the end of the Revenge of Sith,
Anakin that's what I'm saying. You're fucking right. I have to switch that. I think Mace would fuck up Anakin.
Whoa. So we're redoing this. We got.
Fuck. Yeah.
So we got number five. Anakin Skywalker.
Yes. Yep.
Lowest.
Yes.
He almost got first with the audience.
I'm sorry, audience. Only while he was a Jedi, though.
Yeah. See, that's fair. Very fair.
To be fair, I think... Do I think that? No, I think Obi-Wan still win against Mace. Yeah, Obi-Wan's in the number
that's
three.
That's fair.
I could see that.
Oh, number... Okay, so we... Here, just rank off your... Rank
okay,
off
okay.
The three
as it is
so
now.
They
as
can
is
clarify.
Now. I got... Anakin,
as of now, please don't make any more changes.
Sorry. This is it. This is for sure the last change. This was the only thing I was having trouble with is the bottom.
It's hard.
I know. Anakin at number five. Please don't kill me. I don't want to find death threats. Number four.
We don't get enough attention. You don't even get death threats. Please send us death threats.
Number four is Mace Windu. Windu? I always say Windu, but I'm pretty sure it's Windu, yeah. Number
Master
three,
Windu.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. I feel like he has to be at number three. Fucked up
so you
Anakin.
Agree with the audience.
Yeah, and I think he's stronger than Mace myself.
Okay.
At least at that time.
The thing I love about him is how he's like, he worked for everything.
He worked
40 times as hard to get as strong as these juggernaut talented Jedis.
And that's why I love him.
Mm-hmm.
He's
a great duelist and extremely strong in the
Force.
Don't
quote me on this, but I think he was the youngest master to be on the council. Don't quote me on that. I need to look it up again, but I swear I heard that from somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then,
yeah, I'm not sure.
Next is El Luco. Luke.
Luke
obviously.
Skywalker.
Okay. Well, because I don't think he's stronger than Yoda.
Yeah.
At least from what we've seen, I don't think he's stronger than Yoda. Because obviously Yoda's number one for me.
I'm not going to say anything more.
I know. I'm going to wait for your episode five. But again, Anakin, Mace Windu, Obi-Wan, Luke. Oh, fuck. I just lost his name for a second. And Rey. No, Yoda.
Fans shut the podcast off. Report it for abusive content. Can you just before we go to mine? Can you explain to me why you have Luke higher than, let's say, Anakin, Obi-Wan, and Mace?
So I have Luke higher because I think from what
so you're
kind
of saying, like Luke, where we last saw him,
right? I feel like as a Jedi. I feel like Luke is stronger in resolve and just the fact that he beat Vader also, which I guess people can argue, say, hey, Vader's kind of a shadow or a shell of his former self. What would have been Vader if Anakin
Yeah, but Vader as a fucked up Vader
is still
probably
fucking super strong. That's what I'm saying. And I feel like
Jedi.
I think Vader...
99% of all
right.
Jedi.
Vader in episode 6, I think, would probably be able to beat almost all the other Jedi that I named. Besides maybe himself. Even himself. At that point, at least, for that we saw him in Revenge of the Sith. Personally, I think that's true.
Yeah.
And that's why Luke beat him. I think Luke would be second. But I think Yoda would be able to fuck up Vader, to be honest.
With his quick attacks.
Yeah. If it... Obviously, not Yoda disappearing on his deathbed, but Yoda in episode 3.
Well, it also shows that Anakin truly had the most potential. If he never got hurt and just being a Sith, for sure, he would have surpassed Palpatine. But we'll talk about that next week as a Sith. But I was going to say something. Oh, if Luke wasn't his son, Darth Vader would just fucking make easy work of Luke, I think.
You think so?
I think it would
have beat him. I think in episode 5 he would have.
Well, he would have killed him easily.
That's what I'm saying. In episode 5 he would have fucked him up. But in episode 6, at that point where he kind of trained more, that's the only thing is that in the very first like meeting, it took that for Luke to be like, okay, I need to train more. But still, if that didn't exist and Luke trained as much as he did all the way to episode 6, I think Luke would still be able to beat him.
So I don't think that Luke at the end of Revenge of the Sith was where Anakin was at the end. Return of the Jedi. Luke at the end of Return of the Jedi was not the equivalent of Anakin at the end of Revenge of the Sith, but Luke went on and kept training. And you're like, oh, we don't get to see anything in between The Force Awakens and Return of the Jedi. Push his glasses back. We do, motherfucker. We have comic books. We have comic books.
Fighting against this illusionary person on the other side of the mic.
Dude, he is a beast, and I completely agree with you. He is a very talented Jedi and one of the best.
I know, we need to see more. I really hope, I think we talked about this already before, take Sebastian Stan, who is Bucky, who fucking, if you look it up, he fucking looked almost exactly like Mark Hamill when he was younger, and he would make a great Luke Skywalker. I think, at least, I mean, obviously I don't know his acting talents in that kind of way, but from what I've seen, he's a pretty good actor, and I think he'd be really, really cool as Luke.
I would just love to see him between the point where end of Return of the Jedi and before he starts his academy.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Definitely between that part. Right. Maybe, liberating the rest of the Empire or some shit. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, because we got to see a little bit of that, actually, which, fuck you, in a game in Battlefront 2.
Yeah, I haven't...
The story, there's a story where you get to see Luke, or I think you even get to play as Luke. Yeah, there's a whole
thing about that.
It's fun. I played it a while ago when it first came out. But let me jump into my top 5.
Go ahead. Top 5 it.
So my top 5 strongest Jedi, I'm going to have to agree with you. Anakin Skywalker is number 5.
Oh, all right.
So
is that why you made me change? No, you didn't make me, but is that why you made me see the error of my ways?
Yeah. So if Anakin had even trained... I'm going to go 5 and 4. I'm going to throw my 5 and 4 because I want to argue with it. Why Obi-Wan Kenobi stronger than Anakin? Anakin as a Jedi, at the last point we see him as a Jedi, was bested by... He was even kind of a Sith, but not really, because he didn't really know any Sith powers yet, but he had given in the dark side, so kind of made him even stronger.
Right.
He had been bested by Obi-Wan Kenobi. They were obviously matched, lightsaber dueling and force powers.
Right.
Anakin had not trained as hard and as long, nearly as hard and long as Obi-Wan Kenobi had. So given him, two more years, he would surpass Obi-Wan in power.
Yeah, the biggest
issue... And lightsaber dueling and everything.
To be honest, I think power-wise and dueling-wise, I think they were almost equal.
They are equal. They show it in the Mustafar battle.
Right.
How equal they are.
I think it's just the experience.
Remember the scene where they put their hands together and dueling really fast and spinning behind their back? They're equal in the Force and lightsaber dueling at that point, and that is the last time we see Anakin as a Jedi. So
that's true.
And who wins the fight? Obi-Wan. So Obi-Wan is ranked higher for me.
Because of experience, I say.
Experience, and he is just smarter and not overrun by his emotions like Anakin was.
He was able to be level-headed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's why I put Anakin at number 5 and Obi-Wan at number 4.
Okay.
Now, at number 3, I have Mace Windu. And Mace Windu is an extremely powerful character.
See,
I almost put him at number 2.
You want to know why I kind of think... Fuck. Do you think Mace Windu would beat Count Dooku? I need your honest opinion. Or do you think they'd be, perfectly matched?
I'm going to have to go with Mace Windu.
Okay. By how much? Like a huge margin?
By the skin of his dick.
Okay.
By the skin of his giant black dick.
Okay. So, See, my, because I kind of agree with you. If I kind of agree with you, but I think they're more kind of closer to being even as well.
So,
but if Anakin beat Count Dooku, and Obi-Wan beat Anakin,
no, Dooku was toying with Anakin.
That's what they say.
No, he definitely
just like
was.
They say Sidious was toying.
So basically, the standard I think is I think that Mace and Dooku, the Jedi Council during the what the fuck do you call it?
During the Clone Wars?
I'm totally blanking out. Fuck.
What? During Episode 3?
No. What is...
I don't know. You heard me
now. The Resistance? What is? What the fuck is this called? The Republic.
Oh, the
Rebellion.
The Republic. Oh, Republic.
I'm sorry.
The other R. There's actually... I just realized there's three R's. We have Republic, Rebellion, and the Resistance.
The Age of the Republic. During the Age of the Republic, the three Jedi were... It was Yoda at the top, and then you went down to the two. Master Windu and Master Dooku. We haven't seen enough.
Technically, actually, I'm pretty sure Windu is at the top.
No.
Well, because I have Grandmaster. I guess that's outside the council.
No,
but
it's
like,
not
of the
fucking stupid ass rankings. I'm talking about power.
Oh, power wise. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, and then that's it. So that's why I didn't want to complicate with Dooku. We haven't seen enough of him, so I can't really make that.
I know, but that's just something that from because I myself would think that
Windu is a fucking beast.
Windu and Count would fucking be kind of equal, and I think
they are equal. I even said that earlier in this podcast.
If Anakin won, no, which again, I guess he probably would swing.
He 100% was. They came out with this.
They lied to me.
Yeah, they did.
No, I think I heard.
He made easy work of Obi-Wan and Anakin and Attack of the Clones. Like, oh, blah, blah.
Yeah, but that was years between.
He made such easy work, and he even fought again. He obviously was about to be bested by Yoda, but that's his master. He wasn't even being like raped by Yoda.
And to be fair, he did take down Obi-Wan really easily.
Yes, he took down Obi-Wan and Anakin down extremely easy.
No, I meant in the Episode 3.
Yeah, he took Obi-Wan down easy.
Like instantly,
but
almost.
Well, how the fuck do you think Anakin would do against Yoda?
He'd be fucked.
Yeah, and Dooku held his own, so.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Anyways, I put Mace at number 3 because
although,
Mace
to be fair, the only
monster.
Reason Dooku held his own is because he was threatening the lives of Anakin and Obi-Wan.
True. Whatever.
So, if it wasn't for that, Yoda probably would have fucked him up.
All I'm saying is I think that if we were to put Mace Windu in... against. He is a far better duelist than both Anakin and Obi-Wan, and I think his force powers are far better than both of them. As I said, if Anakin had kept training, he would eventually surpass everyone.
Right, yeah, but I can agree with that one. Yeah.
Obi-Wan would eventually not be able to surpass as many people just because he isn't as talented in the force, but he is already up so high that he would probably get to like a Mace Windu level and kind of peak there, as right. Mace Windu would eventually keep growing to power.
I guess that's true.
But I don't know how the Jedi Council would have worked if Anakin and Mace, they're all there, those juggernauts. It wouldn't have worked.
Anakin would have had to have been a great Jedi.
Yeah, for sure. Then I have number 2, is same as you, Luke Skywalker.
Respectable.
Mm-hmm.
Understandable.
It's a little hard because we don't see enough, but I believe that Luke is kind of... I don't think he has as much raw power as Anakin. Mm-hmm. And I even think that Ben Solo has more power than Luke. Because
which
he's
is,
like, yeah, he...
Yeah, he's
Luke
like, I've only seen that raw power once before.
Yeah, like his father.
Yeah, basically.
And it's even said, they just released this week, that Leia has more raw power than Luke.
And if Ben's the son of Leia...
Well, even... And then he even said that, so like...
Well, yeah, I know, but like, that's just kind of logical in a way.
But I think Luke is the closest thing to, in canon, seeing what Anakin would have been. He's so talented in
that's
the
true.
Force, and he's... I don't really know. What form? Do you know what form? I don't even know.
I don't, actually. I don't. We will research this to the ends of the earth.
Yeah. His lightsaber dueling is good. I can't really say it's stupendous because I haven't really seen much.
Stupendous
but
wave?
good YouTuber. I'm just assuming at this point, which I guess we kind of said we're not doing that. But I just think that he, being old, he's like the closest thing we get to another Yoda, and I think he's extremely powerful.
That's true.
And that's why Kylo Ren and Ben Solo is so strong, because he's taught by him. Think about Luke's masters, Obi-Wan Kenobi and Yoda.
I know, those are like the two greatest masters. I don't think that I'd want anybody else as his master, to be honest. I mean, I don't know if you think Mace would be better as his master, but I think Obi-Wan and Yoda are like the perfect masters for Luke.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so
I agree.
Cool.
Yeah.
fuck. That's why they need to make, like, a Luke in his prime movie. Like, right in the middle of episode 6 and episode 7, they need to have Luke be like, I am the fucking boss bitch I am. Mm-hmm. Fucking using the Force and shit. Ugh, they need to do that so bad. Because what we got in episode 8 was pretty terrible. I can't lie. I mean, he was kind of cool that he was actually, like, reconnecting to the Force.
Fuck you, Rian Johnson.
But fuck, was it pretty bad what we got from Luke. Yeah. They really shit on his character awfully. And it was terrible.
I agree.
That was probably my biggest gripe of the movie, besides Leia flying to the ship. Again, I always have to say that. That is one of the worst parts, is Leia flying to her ship.
I didn't even want to put any energy to those movies because they'll just spawn me off into a fucking rant. Which, I love them. I love them. I love them. I'm fine. I'm fine.
That is kind of calling back to our vacation in Florida when a drunk woman was next to Frank talking about her.
My husband broke up with, or my ex-husband just has my kid and he's hanging out with his girlfriend. I'm fine. I'm
fine. I am fine.
And they're like, we went sword throwing earlier. I'm like,
it doesn't sound
and
like
shooting. I was like, oh.
This is what you get for having Jeremy for the weekend.
I like how our go-to name is always Jeremy. Or it's my Dude, name. It must have rubbed off on you.
I think it is because of the alpaca Jeremy. My wonderful alpaca
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
From Dave and Buster's.
Oh, yeah.
Just to wrap this all up, number one's obviously Yoda. I haven't seen enough evidence to have someone surpass him. He's a beast. No. An absolute fucking unit.
Besides the child.
I'm interested to see.
I'm interested to know where that goes. Oh, wait. Ahsoka's going to be in season 2 as well of Mando.
Hey, do I fucking know. When I saw that, I was so fucking
And hyped. The actress is pretty good, at least from what I remember her in.
They're going to do it good.
Super good. I think they're going to do good. They've been, I really hope, I mean, it's Jon Favreau, and he's fucking legend, I feel like. Mm. I mean, maybe not, I don't know. I heard The Lion King was pretty meh, the new one. But I
haven't seen it.
Iron Man and all the other shit, and he plays Happy. I like him. He's a good actor. And, well, okay, I haven't seen him act other things, but still. The movies he makes are usually pretty good, and first season of Mando was beautiful. I loved it.
Yeah.
But, sorry, continue. Finish off your top 5.
No, I'm done, so that concludes it.
Well, you only said Yoda. You needed to go backwards. I summed up mine, motherfucker.
Oh, so we got number 5, we got Anakin Skywalker. Number 4, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I heard that. You wanted to say Mace.
I know, I'm sorry. Number 3, Mace Windu. Number 4, Luke Skywalker. Oh my god, I just fucked it up. Excuse me. Let's just redo
that. Okay. Rewind.
YouTube, rewind.
Oh, God. Please don't talk about that. I stopped watching them like 2 years ago.
All right, number 5, we got Anakin Skywalker. Number 4, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Number 3, Mace Windu. Number 2, Luke Skywalker. And number 1, Grandmaster Yoda.
I can't do a good Yoda. I try my hardest.
But yeah, so thanks for participating in that, motherfuckers. Next week we're going to do top 5 strongest Sith, kind of the same thing. We're not going to have fucking Plagueis in. We haven't seen shit about him.
We're going to have Torvalum.
Torvalum! tune in to Instagram at Half Past You Podcast on my story.
Are we putting in Kylo?
Yeah, Kylo's in it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, for sure.
Even though he's not really a Sith, but we'll say dark side.
We've discussed.
I know.
I mean, like, Asajj Ventress isn't really a Sith.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
That's true.
Neither I mean, technically, Maul was never a Sith either because...
Oh, yeah, I guess he technically was not considered
when he,
a Sith.
When right? he was cut in half, Plagueis was still around.
Right, so technically he was never even considered
a Sith. No, he was just like an assassin.
He was a dark side assassin, which is what the Grand Inquisitor is technically seen as well, dark side assassin.
They just like to bend the rules, don't they? Well,
they're the rule of two, maybe.
I remember
the rule of 2.5.
2.5, like two. Rule of 2 plus 70.
All the Inquisitor.
No, well, I remember watching a video where it said Plagueis had a ton of secret apprentices, or people picked out to be other apprentices, and I think Palpatine went and killed them all or something.
Right.
I don't really remember it. Entirely.
Yeah, I think you told me about Palpatine killing basically everybody else. He's like, no, bitch, I'm the only apprentice.
Or there might have been Plagueis or something.
I'm and now sure. The two restore the one true emperor. Sheev.
The main man, Sheev. But I am extremely excited to see Ahsoka in the big screen because it's long overdue.
I know.
Extremely
it's a silver screen, overdue. Excuse me. I think is what they call it.
Whatever, dude. It's going to be on a TV show. We're going to see her live action. I hope they don't fuck her up either.
Yeah.
I heard that there's supposed to be good lightsaber fighting in Mandalorian season 2.
Boy, that means she survives past Rebels. I just realized that. Holy shit.
Yeah, she does.
But we just didn't know that. Well, like, this is the first time we know that she does, though.
So I'm really hoping that they make the Rebels Part 2 show, and then I think it's supposed to take place after Episode 6, so maybe they can kind of sync it up with
when he comes back from the hyperspace whales.
On his whales. Dude, imagine Mando being in Rebels.
On hyperspace whales? Yes. No, that would actually be really cool
if he came back. Wetness.
Because, like, literally, because the last we saw of her, technically the last we saw of her on the timeline was her...
Like in the white robe and shit.
I don't even think we saw that. The last thing we saw was Vader walking out of the temple and supposedly defeating her.
No, you're fucking up. I'm almost positive. I haven't finished Rebels. We see her.
Again. Oh, do we see her again?
I'm pretty
sure. Are you sure? I don't think
again.
So.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty.
I have to Google this shit.
No, you see her again. No. You definitely see her again because I remember seeing a clip where Ezra's in like the time thing and mm-hmm. he goes back to that day. Where she's fighting Darth Vader, where she originally would have died, and he pulls her out of it. That's how she lives. Oh. Or something like that. I haven't seen it, so don't lynch us, but some shit like that.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. I still have to watch Rebels.
Don't fucking owe me ever again.
excuse me. Well, I will now need to read up on this, because I totally thought she died. This was the first time we saw her back. Well
I've spoiled it for you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you motherfucker. Jesus. Now I'm never watching Rebels ever again.
It's just a lot of stuff. And I already got so much stuff to watch.
And I already have Yakuza to play. Personally, I'd rather play games over watch stuff. So that's the only reason why I just haven't caught up in a lot of the stuff.
See, I like watching stuff when I want to. It's a topic I enjoy. Or absolute masterpiece like Batman Under the Red Hood.
Oh, what a fucking segue!
Movie review time. Woo! We got to get some buttons like some sound effects going on.
Just have like a fucking laugh track in the background.
Yeah, woo! Review ha! So this week on our movie review segment, I watched an amazing movie. Let me get my notes.
I thought you were about to like pull out your phone and be like, "What movie did I watch?"
Fuck no, I watched Batman Under the Red Hood. It's an animated movie.
I always thought it was Into the Red Hood.
No, Under the Red Hood.
Excuse me.
So I was talking about with him a little earlier with Mike, and he was kind of explaining what he thought it was, and he does not know what the fuck this movie is.
Listen, because I think I'm going off of Killing Joke.
Yes.
That's what I was going off of.
Yeah, you're thinking of Red Hood, of Joker in the
red mafia. Like, yeah, the big like dome fucking thing. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking of.
Which that is shown in this movie.
Where to begin?
And this is going to be a spoiler-filled review.
You should just tell them right now, do you recommend it or do you not recommend it?
Oh, my God. If you like the Dark Knight movies, just watch this movie. Just fucking watch this movie. It is.
If you like Batman versus Superman, I highly you're recommend going it. To love this
movie. No, if you like Batman versus Superman, you need to fucking... to the movie non- review. Friendly.
Jesus.
fuck Zack Snyder and Ryan Jensen. fuck those guys. Fuck them.
They ruin everything good.
They do. Where to begin? Dude, this movie, I was watching it, and it's such, like, an emotional movie. I didn't cry or anything.
Don't fucking lie to me. You cry like a little bitch. You're like, Batman! Actually, I don't know what happens
so,
in the movie, so I can't really
I'm just gonna it. I'm just gonna start talking about what happens at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah. That so would probably be the best case than ever. Please don't start at the end, because people will be very, very confused.
So, the movie starts off... And I'm not going to go, like, plot to plot kind of how I did last review. I'm just going to kind of go over some key points and what my favorite things.
That's what I'm going to do for mine. I'm going to tell you right now because I kind of watched it a little bit ago, and I can't really remember it from the beginning of this week. But I can mostly remember it, but I'm jogging myself. Continue. It's brewing. It's brewing in my mind.
This fucking guy. So it starts off with... I don't know if it starts off with this scene exactly, but it's basically Jason Todd, the second Robin, is tied up, being beaten to a pulp by with a crowbar by the Joker.
What a strong start.
Yeah. And they're making like remarks, and let me just tell you this right now, the Joker in this show or in this movie is fantastic. I'm trying to fucking find the name of him. I don't know the name of him. Sorry.
I want to see his face too. What's the animation style look like? Is it like perfect Joker level?
Or? No, I mean, this is the best I got because I screenshotted the name of him. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's still pretty good.
So Don DiMaggio?
Yeah. I feel like I know that name for some reason.
Maybe. But he's a different sounding Joker. He has a deep voice, but it fits the movie so fucking good. And I'm going to say he is my... Besides Mark Hamill and what's the guy's name that sounds just like
Troy
Mark?
Baker.
Troy Baker, those two. This guy is my favorite to those guys, animated voice of the Joker. He is a fantastic Joker. I loved him so much.
The fuck was it? What did the demon just do in your room? All I heard was a fucking creepy ass creak of something.
Yeah.
I'm terrified like, now.
Please stop recording this awful podcast.
Satan himself has come from hell to stop us.
Please stop. So the Joker's fantastic. He's beating the fuck out of Jason Todd, who is the second Robin. And it shows Batman's driving really fast trying to get to this location.
Right.
And it goes to Ra's al Ghul, and he's like, they're like, what the fuck does he say? He's like,
is Ra's al Ghul still alive?
In this, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ra's al Ghul's alive in normal comics.
Okay, listen. The only thing I know of Ra's al Ghul is Batman Begins.
Well, this is not Batman Begins.
I know. I'm just saying that's the only thing I know about him.
He's a great villain. So he's kind of like Ra's al Ghul's like, what's the report? Oh, he has the boy. Like the Joker has the boy. He's like, where's the detective? Because in the comics he calls him the detective.
Oh, okay.
He's like, where's the detective? He's like, he's on his way. He's like, good. He's like, he's not gonna make it on time. And he just looks. He's like, fuck. Basically, Joker beats the fuck out of him, leaves him there, and Jason Todd crawls to the door. It's locked. Batman's driving. He literally jumps off his motorcycle, runs, building blows up.
Damn.
Yeah. And Robin dies in the building. So Joker, this actually happens in the comics, but they're kind of making it to a movie.
Right.
So Robin died. Batman takes this as his worst failure, his biggest failure. Robin died, Jason Todd.
Right.
Extremely sad and whatever. So now the movie comes back and there's this whole scene with Nightwing and stuff. And I loved the beginning scene. It was fun because we get to see Batman doing his shit and Nightwing doing his shit. And we get to see, Nightwing looks amazing, by the way. His design is beautiful. He's got a bright blue bird.
Dick Grayson?
Dick Grayson, first Robin. And the scene where they introduce him is so cool. They made this movie so perfect. This movie has no scenes that is like, that scene could have been taken out. That scene was boring. It all just fucking advances the plot and betters the movie. So there's a scene where it's like, who's the second guy? He's like, that's, what the fuck?
That's no moon. No, I'm just kidding.
He's like, that's Nightwing. Batman's first sidekick, or like the first boy wonder. And it immediately flies the flashbacks of him. And like, it's awesome music. It's such a fucking awesome scene, dude. Let me tell you that. And then it just advances through the movie. Jason Todd's the whole thing is he's basically stealing territory from Black Mask, which is awesome in this movie. You didn't like him in Birds of Prey.
No, I liked him in Birds of Prey.
Oh, okay. Well,
no, Bella didn't like him.
He's so much better in this. He's so much better in this, but he's awesome. He's stealing
property. Is he played by Ewan McGregor, though?
No, but I didn't
fucking think so.
Actually, Red Hood is voiced by Jensen Ackles.
Oh, okay.
So he's the perfect actor for him.
So you're saying if they make a live action, they should have Jensen Ackles as them?
No, absolutely. I'm all for it.
Okay.
If
you guys don't know who Jensen Ackles is, I'm pretty sure he's... I can't remember what... Oh, Dean. He's Dean from Supernatural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in a whole bunch of shit.
I just remember him from Supernatural, mostly, not gonna lie.
But basically, it starts off where Batman doesn't know who Red Hood is, and he's like, these moves, I know these moves. These had been trained for years. And then they keep fighting him, and then there's this scene where he's like, haven't lost your touch, and then a train goes by so you can't hear what he said after, and then Batman, like, his eyes, his suit records what he sees, so he, like, is a better audio editor than us, and he fucking edits out the train, and you're, haven't lost your touch, Bruce, and you're like, and he's like, what?
He's like, the fuck, how does he know?
And then he looks at the Robin costume hanging up, he's like, no way, and it flashes back to him being Robin, and Jason Todd was basically extremely, like, aggressive and violent Robin. He had a really cool suit when he got older. It was no green in it, it was dark red with black and yellow, and he was just being the fuck out of people, being too aggressive. He was kind of like a wild card. So I just thought that was cool to see that. He's a really cool Robin. And eventually, he finds out who he is. And then there's a scene where Black Mask is trying to take out a Red Hood. And they're like, we thought you'd put up a better fight than this, Red Hood. And he's like, I'm just stalling. And then Batman shows up and they start fighting together. And then they eventually beat them. And then it's so cool because, you know, Batman's thing is he doesn't kill people. Right. The whole thing is...
Isn't Red Hood basically just, like, Batman, but then, like, he kills people?
I didn't explain. Red Hood is... Did I explain this? Red Hood is Jason Todd.
Yeah. No, I know.
So, Red Hood is Jason Todd, and Jason... Ra's al Ghul, basically going a little backwards. Ra's al Ghul... Not Ra's. Ra's al Ghul.
Oh, excuse me. I thought it was Ra's.
Ra's.
Excuse me.
Ra's.
Ra's. The Force is with you, Ra's.
Ra's al Ghul basically like made a teamwork with Joker to do all these things. I'm not going to go into detail. Basically, Joker kind of went off the wire. He couldn't control him, and he ended up kidnapping Robin. So it's kind of his Ra's al Ghul's fault that Robin even died.
Oh.
So he tried to bring him back to life in the Lazarus Pit. Well, the Lazarus Pit is made to like euthanize you, but it's rumored to bring back the dead. So he tried it, and he came back kind of deranged and escaped, and they thought he was dead. Now he comes back as Red Hood, and now here we are at this scene after they just defeated some people hired by Black Mask to kill Red Hood. And Red Hood's pissed because he's like, Batman, you want to rule by fear. You rule, you don't use weapons, you don't punish anyone, they just get arrested, whatever. Right. You rule by fear. Red Hood is trying to, he's controlling the territory, he's taking people out. He's doing what has to be done, and Batman's basically like, you're no better than them. You're basically a criminal now. So that's my whole thing, and that it's kind of like a reoccurring theme. I didn't really explain it to justice as how good it is in the movie, but it's a great scene. Go fucking watch the movie if you really want to see how amazing it is. And just the scenes in this movie are so fucking beautiful. There's a scene where the Joker eventually escapes prison, and it's... Oh, it's so cool how Red Hood and him meet.
Like the Joker and Red Hood?
Yeah, the Joker and Red Hood, because they meet, but he eventually knows him. He's like, do I know you? He's like, yeah, whatever. He's like, here's to warm welcomes. And the whole scene, Joker was trying to light a lighter that wasn't lighting, and it immediately lights and just drops and lights on fire. It's just a fucking awesome scene. I'm not explaining these scenes to any justice because I don't think anyone can unless you had the script there.
Right. To know exactly this fucking screenplay, you're like, this is what happened.
Dude, it's so amazing. And the end scene is so great. It basically is the three. Joker, Red Hood, and Batman are in a room together. So basically, Batman and Red Hood fight whatever. They take their masks off, and Batman puts his on eventually because the Joker's there. But he doesn't know the Joker's there. And he's like, Bruce, I forgive you. Because he keeps apologizing that he let him die. He's like, I don't care that I died. It's like part of our job.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
Is he like basically more of explaining like...
No, I'm trying to...
You're trying to remember?
Let me look at my notes.
Compile yourself.
No, I don't want to fuck this up because this is a really key part.
Got that. I feel that.
Okay, here we go. So he's mad at Batman, not because he died, because Batman lets the Joker live. He thought that after all the people he's killed, that he, Robin, his son, would be the last person he would let die. So he's upset with that. He's like, why would you let him live?
Right.
But he goes, why is he alive? He opens the door and Joker's like tied up in there. It's like a great scene. And Joker now realizes that he's Robin, the kitty killer. He's like, oh, he starts laughing and shit. He's like, hey, party. He's like, Batman, get the camera. One with me and the kid first, then you and the kid and all of us together. It's just such a fucking good scene. And eventually, it leads to Batman where they're just talking and he's like, this is my way. He's like, it was really deep. Batman's like, he's like, you don't think, I think of it every day of killing him and torturing him for all he does. He's like, it would be too easy. Falling down that path I can never come back. So it's like really creepy, and you're like, oh,
you're like, oh shit, now what is going to happen?
Now Red Hood's just like, he grabs him, puts a gun, he pulls out his two guns, throws one to Batman, mm-hmm. puts a gun up to Joker's head. He's like, you either kill me or I kill him. And the Batman looks at him, drops the gun, and then just walks away. And then Robin's like upset, like, it's either me or him, Bruce! Mm-hmm. Or Batman, I'm not sure if he revealed his identity to Joker. Right. And then Batman, being the sly devil, Jason actually shot him. Mm-hmm. Batman just fucking Matrix out of the way, turns around and throws a batarang in the gun. And then they realize that there's a bomb in the building, and then Joker, like, jumps on Batman as he's trying to save them, and he's like, no, this is the way we're gonna die! I'm the only one that gets what I want! And basically, it blows up, Batman lives, Joker lives, Red Hood is gone.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not there. So, they never followed up with the movie, so we don't know what the fuck happened to him.
It'd be so lame! I can understand, like, you're supposed to see, like,
it's a gem perfect to what it is, and...
You don't want to ruin it. I feel that. I can feel that.
It's such a good movie. In the end scene, I was sitting there like, are you kidding me? No. No. It's the perfect ending. So I'm just going to say this now. This review did not give the movie justice for how good the movie is. You have to go see it. It's a fantastic movie. If you're a Batman fan, you haven't seen this, it's essential. It's worth buying to rent or even buying to own. Go see it. It ends with... I think Batman's in the Batcave looking around. He might have... No, Alfred's like, with all the things that have happened, do you want me to take that down, his old suit? And he's like, no, leave it up. And then it goes to a flashback of Alfred, like, where's Robin? He's like, oh, he's getting dressed. He's been for a while or something. And then Jason Todd jumps out, first time ever dressing up as Robin. He's like, I'm so excited. This is so cool. I'm the Boy Wonder. This is the best day of my life. And then they drive off to go to their mission. And then it ends.
Oh,
it's such a good dude. Ending. You need to watch. I told you that the Dark Knight Returns movies are good. This movie is so...
Dark Knight Return Part 1 was really good. Yeah. So if this is better than that, I'm totally
I'm down. Sorry. That review was kind of... my rating for the movie?
Yeah, what is it, motherfucker?
I'm pulling up the chart.
I already have it pulled up for you. No, I'm saying no, you need to look at it, though.
A+.
Oh, shit. Well, you had to pull up the chart for that?
Well, I want to read the description. So, I know. Movie is one of the very best of its genre. A phenomenal film worth seeing again and again.
So you would say it's a crime against humanity not to see this movie?
Yes, dude. It is such... Such a fantastic movie. I think it's the first movie I've given an A to on this podcast.
I think so, yeah.
It's a great movie. Go see it.
A+. I think you gave something else an A.
No, I've never given
it an A. Have you not? Okay, never mind. Excuse me. I think we were talking
about... Well, I probably gave the Joker movie an A, the first movie we reviewed, but that's not really our movie review segment, kind of.
Oh, I guess you're right.
We reviewed it, but we
just, like, kind of didn't.
We hadn't done, like, our own... We did a new segment.
Right, we started that new segment.
Well, let's hear your movie, sir.
My movie. It's a great movie. It's actually...
Wait. Do you mind if I break the fourth wall a little bit? How much time we're...
We're at 37 minutes right now. So I'm going to make this a short movie.
I'm so sorry for doing that long.
Hey, no problem. To be honest, it's a movie that I don't care about as much. Mm-hmm. I do think it's good. Detective Pikachu...
He told this to me earlier that he wants our fans to get a good review out of it because it's kind of an essential movie to know about.
What, Detective Pikachu?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, I would say, especially if you know, at least if you're at all interested in Pokemon, you should see it. Because I think as a live-action movie, this is probably going to be the...
Because I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, like, kind of, like, should I watch it? Right. That's how I am.
I think it's really good. Personally, I think it's really, really good. I wouldn't say it's a must-see, but if you're a Pokemon fan, I think you should see it at the very least once, just to kind of get your own gauge of it. I'm going to tell you right now, I would probably give it a C+.
Okay, what is a C+?
Slightly above average, nothing special but enjoyable. Mm-hmm. I'd probably give it that. Overall, it's good. So you start out with this character, Tim, which is basically the father of a detective, which I'm not going to go into because it's a big plot point, and I don't want to spoil it because you haven't seen it. But basically, just know...
Just spoil it. I don't fucking care.
No, it's a... Good plot point, motherfucker. Actually, you might not like it, but I don't care. I'm not saying anything. Basically, the detective, in the beginning, you see Mewtwo fucking break out because Mewtwo's in it. Scientists, I don't know if... I don't believe they were creating him at that point. I believe they were trying to use him for, basically the point of it is, so there's this guy who created Rhyme City who has like a degenerative disease. He created Rhyme City to be like, oh, it's for us to be at one with the earth, basically, but with Pokemon. So like everybody's equal. Pokemon are equal. They work, we work, everything like that. But basically, it turns out he's actually the bad guy. And he's like, I'm trying to use Mewtwo to create a device that allows me to control other Pokemon's minds. Because obviously, in the original Pokemon movie, Mewtwo basically can kind of control minds with the other Pokemon.
Yeah.
So he basically puts on a device that lets him... Oh, no, sorry. Oh, I'm thinking wrong. Sorry. He puts on a device that lets him transport his consciousness into Mewtwo. I lied. So he, because then he's like, I am like fucking eternal because I'm this all powerful Pokemon and I'm no longer degenerating. He's like, I become one. He's like, this is the symbiosis. I'm merging everybody with their partner. So that was his whole plan, is at Rhyme City, he's taking everybody who's living there and he's trying to merge them all with their partners.
Oh my God.
It sounds stupider than it is. I think it's pretty interesting.
I heard that Ryan Reynolds just carried the movie.
Well, yeah, for sure. As Detective Pikachu, hell yes. The rest of the movie, I'm just kind of like, eh. It's not that bad, I will say. They have, like, you'll see, like, Torterra in it. And you'll see,
so you're basically telling me that the only reason to watch this is to see Pokemon on the big screen.
Yeah, basically. I will say that, but for sure, that is basically the plot. Not worth it. The plot, I think, is interesting. I enjoyed it. It's not anything that's, like, spectacular, I will say. The plot overall is just kind of like... It'll keep your interest somewhat, but it's not something you're like, wow, that was a fucking fantastic plot. It's definitely more of like a C plot, but Ryan Reynolds make it a C plus.
Very fair.
You know, Pikachu, that's the whole reason you're going to watch it, is because Ryan Reynolds is playing Detective Pikachu and it's fucking hilarious. He's basically Deadpool, but like PG-13 and in the shape of a Pikachu. That's basically what it is. He loves coffee for some reason. Oh. I don't know. Because I remember me and you kind of started watching it a little bit, but like literally he was like, I don't know if you saw one of the parts. He was like walking around the apartment looking for what coffee wasn't empty, and he had like 20 fucking cups of coffee everywhere.
Oh my God!
But it's good, and it's funny because there's a scene that you haven't gotten to, but it's a scene where Pikachu basically goes into like a fighting pit because they're like going to this fighting pit to try to find, because the whole thing of Ryan City again is their symbiosis, like everybody's living together is equal. So Pokemon fighting is illegal in that city because it's supposed to be like that'd be like a person like bare knuckle boxing basically. Mm-hmm. So they have, at one point, I'm sure you've seen it in the trailers, is
boxing is legal.
Well, I meant whatever. You know what I'm fucking saying? Maybe dog fighting. Yeah, I guess. So basically, like, Pikachu and Charizard start to fight and everything, and they're all, like, hyping it up, and then he's just like, I have never used my powers before.
I need to see this. It's fucking hilarious.
I need to see that part.
So what was your rating again?
I'd say C+, for sure.
What's a C+, again?
I'm pretty sure it said slightly above average, nothing special, but enjoyable. So, if you're a Pokemon fan...
So he's recommending it.
Yeah, if you're a Pokemon fan, I would definitely say go to see it.
Yeah,
if you're not as much, like, you're kind of like, yeah, maybe here and there... I would still say, you know, if you want to try it out, go ahead. If you were like interested in it, for sure. But if it's something that you're like, hey,
is it kind of like Ted with like the funny like talking animal?
Kind of, sexual? Yeah. But this one has nostalgia attached to it because when I saw every single Pokemon, even in the beginning, you see like Pidgeys flying around, you're like, oh, it's so cool, because you think like, in a normal movie, you're like, oh, those are just birds. But in this one, you're like, oh shit, that's Pidgey. You're like, oh shit, that's Pancham, where the fuck that one panda Pokemon is. So it's definitely a movie I'd recommend for Pokemon fans, for sure. Because even if you don't like the plot, you'll find it enjoyable just to see all these Pokemon just kind of laced with real life things. Although sometimes they're fucking nightmare fuel, I will say. But overall, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed seeing them, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But I think that would be the end of the podcast. You got anything else you wanted to add, sir?
No. I think we had an enjoyable podcast. I had a great time talking to you. I hope everyone enjoyed. Thank you for tuning in this week.
During your, your quarantine.
Hopefully everyone stays safe, stay well, don't get sick. Please. Make sure you subscribe to make sure you don't get sick. Ring the bell. Rate us. We're on Apple Podcasts. Wait, are they subscribing? Spotify.
The reason they're not getting sick is because everybody's staying away from them, right?
Yes.
You subscribe and nobody wants to talk to you. It's foolproof.
Follow us on Instagram at Half Past Chief Podcast. We're on Google Podcasts as well. I don't know if I said that.
Apple Podcasts.
I said that. Spotify. Yeah, we're everywhere if you're listening to this on YouTube. If not, we're on YouTube.
Please subscribe. Please, dear God. We want to get 1,000 people so we can at least have a community page and do more community things, because that's what we enjoy the most, is interacting with you guys. That's why we did the top five. We enjoy it a lot. That's why we're going to continue doing it. Please comment for sure.
Let us know what you thought of the top five. What you guys think? Would you rather have us talk about more multiple topics, less in depth, or kind of have us go more into depth? Like this week, we kind of went into depth. We shot the shit for a little bit, went to depth on a topic, and went to our movie reviews, and that was it, which was great.
Respectable.
So that's it, yeah.
I think it's good.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone, and have a great week. See you next week.
And in the wise words of Emperor Sheev Palpatine,
do it!
Take it.